You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Ryan Carazia has experienced a few life changes since his visit to Echoes in 2011. That was when the first Low Roar album came out. At that time, he had just moved to Iceland to be with his new wife. But it doesn't take much reading between the lines of his new album to hear that in 3 years, things have changed.
Yeah, you know, just things happened. There was a lot of things that happened in between that last time we've seen each other. Just life stuff. Yeah, and so it just didn't work out, but we're okay. It's for the best, I think.
Carazia has been a bit evasive here, but his new CD, Zero, reads as a singer-songwriter's breakup album blueprint, which is what happened as he and his wife got divorced. The signs are there on the opening track, Breathe In. And Carazia still isn't at a point to dwell on it.
I wrote this song actually on Loi's couch of this old apartment he used to live in. It was probably one of the first ones written for the album, but then I just wrote the words. I remember I was sitting in a car in a parking lot in this town called Akronis, and I just wrote them real fast, like just out. That was it.
It sounded like you're trying to get to some a kind of a real primal feeling in the most direct way you could.
Yeah, maybe. Not sure.
Carazia is sitting in our studio with his Low Roar bandmates, drummer Loi Gundersen and keyboardist Leif Bjornsson. Trim and compact, he's wearing a black knit cap, black jeans, and a black t-shirt. Even the tattoos that decorate his bare arms like warrior symbols are black. But the dark image is belied by his deep brown eyes and a disarmingly friendly smile. He seems happy enough, but there are some songs that make you think we're lucky that Ryan Carazia is still alive. Half Asleep sounds like a song written from the abyss.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't consciously sit down and think about anything when I was doing it. I just was humming it in my head, was coming up with these words, and then it just came out. And I never sat and thought, like, what is this about?
Because it sounds like a song about suicide, contemplating suicide.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm not suicidal.
No, you don't seem suicidal.
No.
But maybe you were at some point. Or
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you know, and so maybe you feel low. Maybe that kind of came out, and that's where it finds its place, because I'm a happy person. I'm always feeling really happy, generally. I went through a few phases over the last year where... But I tend not to show that to people. So maybe this is its release, you know?
Ryan Carazia has couched his songs of loss and regret in the atmospheric landscapes he began on his first album. It's a dreamy brand of ambient pop with everything, from Ryan's voice to his instrumentalists, bathed in effects and reverb.
I mean, I've always kind of liked stuff a bit floatier and dreamier, creepier.
Carazia has a penchant for enigmatic titles. On his first album, it was the song Friends Make Garbage, Good Friends Take It Out. On Zero, that falls to the tune Vampire on My Fridge, an image that at first strikes you as amusing until you hear the poignant story behind it.
My ex-wife, her son had a picture on our fridge of a vampire. And then I had done the demo of the song, and I didn't know what I was going to put it in as. And I looked up, and there was a vampire on my fridge. So it's called Vampire in My Fridge.
Is this man at home? Temporarily found when the wheat overgrown, where the cold winter's clouds sail down, sail down.
While Ryan Carazia is reluctant to talk about his failed marriage, he does address it directly on the song, Nobody Loves Me Like You.
You know, I remember sitting at the pump organ, and I still have the piece of cardboard. I couldn't find any paper, and I had this piece of cardboard, and I just took a Sharpie and wrote out, like, the first verse. And then I thought, screw it, I'm gonna just go for, like, I'm gonna write a hook, like, one hook. Like, so then I just was playing, and then I said this line.
Nobody loves me like you.
After reading what the first verse said, it was kind of like a obvious that apparent something's not happening or working out, and you're aware of it, and just trying to, like, get out and figure that out before you just hate each other and crush that. But then at the same time, you know, this person probably knows you better than anybody else. So.
Sidlin is the son of a dying man. Comfort in exchange for the promised land. Waiting for the other to break open. Oh, baby, sometimes there's no such thing as more.
Low Roar's Zero is a CD that grows deeper and more profound on each listening. After you've read between the lines of heartbreak, anger, and regret in his lyrics, one might assume that the title, Zero, is a negation of all things or a return to ground zero. But that's the one thing on Low Roar's album that has a more benign explanation.
I didn't want any of Low Roar albums ever to have a title. I always wanted them to be just, like, the one with the deer on it, the one with the face on it, the one, whatever the next one is. But I didn't want a title, but apparently now with all these, you know, iTunes and all this stuff, you have to label it something to differentiate between it. So I said, just put the one with the face on it, you know? And Andrew didn't like that, I don't think. So he said, what if we just did a symbol? But then I think our manager, Amy, got on a kick, and then all of a sudden the next thing I saw was Zero to come out this, and I was like, Amy. It doesn't mean anything, it's just a symbol to differentiate from the last one.
I took the easy way out. I took the easy way out.
The latest album by Low Roar is called Zero on Tonequake Records. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.